box. We have a chair. Who brought the box? Just the box.
I brought it for Zoe.
Ah! So Zoe managed to dodge the bullet today. Is that what we're saying?
She caught the flu bullet.
Ah! No, that's not good. Shall we look in the box? Did Zoe put something in the box?
Yeah, put something in there.
Okay. Ha! A net. Very cool. This is great. Just as a FYI from the first reading about Jonah and Nineveh, that's modern-day Mosul. If you're hearing the news, and you got ISIS and they're capturing Mosul and all that, that's Nineveh. I mean, it's been there a whole long time. The rest of the story in terms of that, if you remember Jonah, right? He got ticked off because the Lord saved Nineveh. He said, I knew you were going to do that. You'd get me out here marching across this stupid town, and you just went ahead and saved all those people. He was really quite angry about that. I find often with the scripture the rest of the story so interesting. I try to fill in the gaps because, you know, we read about James and John and Andrew and Peter. Probably 7 of the 12 were fishermen. Then you had, you know, Simon the Zealot, who was a terrorist. You had Matthew, the tax collector, who was a collaborator with the Romans. These guys were like Black Lives Matter and Nazi. I mean, you couldn't be any further apart. Do you know what I find really interesting? For Greg and I particularly, there were no priests or religious among the 12. There weren't any professional clergy. Jesus didn't choose any of those guys. And I think, why? I don't know. I think too, you know, I get this vision of Jesus walking along and saying, come follow me, I will make you fishers of people. And they're just sort of happily leave and go off. Do you ever wonder what Peter's wife thought?
I don't have to wonder, I know what she thought.
It's like, what? You did what? You left your job and you're following who?
Yes.
Have you lost your friggin' mind?
Yes. That has not changed.
Oh, no. No, it's like, hi, dear. You know, I've just left my job. Yeah, I'm with Jesus. Uh-huh. Huh? Who? You know, or Zebedee, right? He's got a business to run here. He's got people. He's got employees. He's going to pass on his legacy and his business to his sons. And they go, see you, Dad. And they walk away. Jeez, oh man. That, I mean, at this point in my life, I would probably say, no, I mean, don't, you know, stay with Dad. Do your business. This man is crazy. And that, I mean, the choice about who is this Jesus, that's a question that these guys had to answer. And anybody that followed him, either followed him in the year 30 AD, or follows him today as all of us. Who is this Jesus? I mean, you know, we're not called to leave the shores of Lake Erie and go off marching across Ohio. At least not yet. But if you were, what would you do? Because they had to answer the question, at least in their heart, who is this? Later on, we know that Peter says, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. We know that there's these professions of faith. We know in the call last week from John, it said, we have found the Messiah. We have found the teacher. So somehow, some way, they had an insight. They kind of knew what was going on. People around them, I'm sure, thought he was nuts. Not only Jesus was nuts, but the other people following him were crazy. But that, you see, is also our choice today. Because Jesus is either who he says he is, or he's a liar, he's a lunatic, or he's a loser. And if he is indeed who he says he is, why do I take him for granted? Why doesn't he hold more of a prominent place in my life? Why do I wake up and look out and say, oh, it's cold, it's, you know. My wife wanted to do something on New Year's Eve. I said, no, I'm OCD. It's too cold, I'm too old, and it's too dark. I want to stay home. But he's a liar, he's a lunatic, he's a loser, or he's the Lord. There really can't be any other options. If he's the first three, then as St. Paul says, our faith is in vain. If he didn't rise from the dead, if he didn't do what he said he was going to do and did, and what for 2,000 years has been reported about him, then what we do here every week is lunacy. Then we are either liars or lunatics or losers as well. But we have made some kind of a choice in our lives to say no. He is our Lord. But even if we take it for granted, why do I take it for granted? I don't know. Each one of us has to face that individually. And we have to decide, when we hear his voice calling us, what we're going to do. We can stay mending our nets, or we can follow him. Whatever that means for us, in our lives, in our culture. But it really takes that commitment of heart that we are called to renew every single day. And clearly that we celebrate every week coming here. Let's just take a couple minutes and sit together in quiet. And answer the question for ourselves. Liar, lunatic, loser, or Lord? And if he is indeed the Lord for you, give your heart more and more to him. as we have turned our lives and our wills over to the Lord, may we now profess our faith in Him.